things appear to be looking up for manufacturing. Thanks to an easing in lockdown restrictions, activity in the sector rose to 53.9 points in June from 50.2 points in May. This is after most of the industry came to a near standstill during nationwide level 5 lockdown in April, only partially resumed normal production levels in May, and then from June the 1st was allowed to return to full capacity on most fronts. Absa's senior economist Mielani Maluleke joins me now to make sense of it all. Thanks so much, Mielani, for your time this evening. So, South Africa's PMI expanding in June, as one would have expected given the little to no activity that happened in the preceding 2 months. How do we digest this? Because data is becoming harder and harder to interpret given the overarching circumstances under which they're being reported.
Yeah, that's an important point to raise because one of the issues that we've struggled with, obviously, even with official data, is that the response rate to some of the surveys has been pretty poor. But I have to say that with the June PMI specifically, we found that the response rate was actually pretty good, close to what we usually get, even before sort of pre-lockdown era. So we're fairly confident that the signals that we're getting from this data are a reasonable reflection of what is happening in the manufacturing sector. And what we saw in June, as you point out, is that, things improved quite a bit compared to May, which makes sense because in May, we estimate that the regulations that were in place allowed about 50 to 60% of the sector to operate. But when we got to level three, as you point out, most of the sector certainly came back. So very encouraging signals that are coming out. It's clear that there is a gradual recovery in activity in the sector that is taking place.
Mielani, all of that being said, how much to really get excited about, though? Because many respondents reported that production levels remained below normal capacity, and that despite the uptick that we saw in business activity or new sales orders, for that matter.
That's a critical issue here. So I think what we can see for sure that, output activity was up compared to May. What we're still getting from a lot of manufacturers, and it's not something we can see in the PMI data specifically, but the feedback that we're getting from manufacturers is that June was up, but output levels in most cases were still way below pre-lockdown levels. So the recovery hasn't fully taken place. And despite the fact that the PMI was fairly strong in June, we certainly shouldn't read that to mean that we have gone back to pre-level capacity utilization levels. In most cases, it's certainly still well below. And of course, one of the key questions I think that's going to be critical going forward, and we can't see in the PMI data, is just how much of the sector's productive capacity will not be able to reboot, after the lockdown restrictions end. But I think we will be able to make an assessment of that in a few months' time.
Of course, that being said, in an environment where the reality is that we're going to see a low growth, a recessionary climate-constrained demand for a while yet, what do you see that costing the sector, Mielani, which of course has to deal with fixed costs irrespective of productivity?
That's a good point. I think demand is certainly not going to recover very quickly. We've already seen that as an example when you look at vehicle sales numbers that came out for June, also a pickup, but when you look at levels still way below where we were pre-lockdown. So demand conditions are not going to normalize very quickly. Supply chain conditions probably also not going to normalize very quickly because I think we will continue to have restrictions and all kinds of social distancing measures in place in many other parts around the world. And I think those issues will certainly continue to constrain the recovery for domestic manufacturers.
Once things do resume, how much of a spanner in the works does Eskom throw to any recovery? Because you've got capacity to supply one thing, higher tariffs down the line, as we've realized from a high court ruling this week, another thing altogether.
It's an important issue to raise. In the short term, from a supply perspective, it does seem like the risk is fairly low. One starts to think about load shedding. But going forward, of course, I think ESCOM has been pretty clear that, you know, you can never really rule out the risk that we see additional load shedding over the next 18 months. But another critical issue on the electricity side is the cost issue. You know, we do know that, you know, with the court ruling that came out this week, the electricity tariff increase that's going to kick in from next year is probably going to be a lot higher than what we thought it would be, you know, just a few weeks ago. So that's also one of the issues that's going to be a big constraint for manufacturers who would have taken a big blow from COVID-19 and trying to recover slowly.
So as manufacturers, you know, battle that environment, we've got the employment index remaining extremely weak. To what extent are you pricing in further job losses down the line?
I think it's one of the big factors for sure. I have to say, I mean, it's difficult, you know, to quantify exactly what the knock on jobs will be. But one thing that comes out clearly in the latest survey data is that manufacturers remaining very hesitant, you know, with the little recovery that they saw in June to increase staffing levels. So, our concern is that the pressure on jobs in near term in the manufacturing sector and many other parts of the South African economy will remain downward, unfortunately.
Yeah. That being said, we saw reported earlier this week that Nissan's investment plans in South Africa are back on track. It's been delayed by a couple of months. We're seeing it progress in January 2021. The company looking to invest, what, 3 billion rand to have the vehicles manufactured here. It says 400 jobs being created via that initiative. Are you surprised or not necessarily, because things will have to get back to normal sooner or later, even if later is what materializes?
Look, it's a very encouraging development, but I think what we want to see for sustained growth in the sector as a whole, you want to see this positive sentiment being reflected across the entire manufacturing sector, you know, and seeing a lot more of this environment happening happening in many other parts of the sector as well. But so far, we're just not seeing this generalized improvement in sentiment that is supportive of investment.
Okay, let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Mialani, for your time this evening. That, of course, ABSA's senior economist, Mialani Maluleke.